I got the hearing aid. Hi, Michael. Howdy, buddy. Hello, alumni, parents, guests, class of 2015. We, the Salem High School class of 1965, are grateful to be here and honored to be recognized as we celebrate our 50th year anniversary. Truthfully, at our age, we're just happy to be here or anywhere. We are the baby boomer generation, having grown up in the 50s and the 60s. Life was a lot simpler then, but not necessarily safer. As infants and children, we rode in cars with no car seats, booster seats, seat belts, or airbags. We drank water from a hose and not from a bottle. We ate cupcakes, white bread with real butter, drank Kool-Aid with sugar, but we weren't overweight because we were always outside playing. We would leave home in the morning and play all day, as long as we were home for lunch, dinner, and before the streetlights came on. We would spend hours building our go-karts out of scrap and grind them down a hill. After running into a few bushes, we learned that we needed to add brakes. We had no PlayStations, Nintendo, Xbox, no video games, no 150-channel cable TV, no MTV, video games or DVDs, no surround sound or CDs, no cell phones, iPads, smartphones, no computers, internet, whiteboard, no social media. We did, however, have friends, and we went outside and found them. We fell out of trees, got cut, broke bones and teeth, and there was no lawsuits for many of these accidents. There were no group sports, and boys' sports had tryouts, and not everyone made the team. Those who didn't had to learn to deal with disappointment. Imagine that. The idea of a parent bailing us out if we broke the law was unheard of. They actually sided with the authorities. We grew up with Elvis, the Beatles, rock and roll, drive-in movies. The canteen in the basement of a memorial building was our hangout. The frost stop, hay rides, summer dances in Centennial Park, and Friday night dances at the Elks after the home football games. We had social clubs. The girls had the Pettitines, the McLeaves, the Dosigados, and the High Timers. The boys had the Cavaliers, the Dukes, and the men about town. We went to 6 years of grade school. 4th Street, Buckeye, Prospect, Riley, and St. Paul's. And if I miss one, I'm going to catch hell when I get back. Then we went to junior high and 3 more years at the high school. We were the first class from Salem High School to graduate over 300 students. Of the 316 that we have on the roll, sadly to say, 61 have passed on. As a class, we have over 500 children, over 300 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. We have doctors, lawyers, judges, nurses, engineers, business consultants, skilled tradesmen, airplane pilots, union reps, artists, writers, ministers, and homemakers. This is our 50th anniversary, and we made it. We are the class of 1965. Will my classmates please stand and be recognized? In closing, I want to leave the young people here tonight with one thought. Be proud to be an American. Love your country. This is Memorial Day weekend. If you see a man in a uniform, tell him thank you for his service. If you know a veteran, thank him for his service. also be proud of the state that you're from, a Buckeye for life. And be proud of your hometown. You'll always be a Salem Quaker. Thank you very much, and I'd like to present the class gift to the Salem High School Alumni Association. It's a check, and if you can find somebody who'll cash this, I can make more. It's for $8,031, and I found out that a little bit ago we had an additional donation of $500. So the class gift is $8,531.